Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Tuesday. LGBTQ plus students in the US are being protected by law against discrimination. Hard to believe they weren't already, but some new rules will come into effect in August, all to do with a civil rights law called Title IX. It means, for example, schools and colleges will have to respect students' pronouns and the bathrooms they choose to use in line with their gender identity. But there's no mention of trans students' participation on sports teams. The Washington Post's Laura Meckler's been telling PBS why she thinks this is.
What they officially say is that regulation, a separate regulation that addresses sports, is not ready yet. But what people tell me who are familiar with the administration's thinking is that really it's the politics and that they don't want to be talking about this question of trans women competing on girls and women's sports teams in the middle of an election year.
Schools that break the rules could be sued, lose funding, or be investigated by the Department of Education. Grindr's being sued in the UK over claims it's been sharing users' personal info, like their HIV status. The gay dating app denies giving it to advertising companies without consent and says it'll respond vigorously. A law firm reckons there are more than 650 users involved in the lawsuit and claims thousands more are affected. And a win for the excellent queer movie All of Us Strangers at this year's Irish Film and Television Academy Awards in Dublin. Paul Mescal's taken a Best Supporting Actor prize for his role as Harry, who gets together with his mysterious neighbour Adam, played by Andrew Scott. The film's directed by Andrew Haig, who's also behind two of my other queer faves, The Movie Weekend and the HBO series Looking, which totally should have got a third season. I heart you, Russell Tovey. Mwah. I'm Kev McGrath. See you tomorrow.